Hello, hello. Today is April 26, 2024. Welcome to episode 2 of After My K-Shopper. But man, I mean, I'm no regret of me starting my podcast series, but it's just hard to maintain. But of course, it's the beginning, so you know, I say this all the time. I'm still adjusting to it. I'm still not even sure am I doing this podcasting thing correctly, but go with the flow with me, and I'm gonna do my best with it as time goes on. But definitely, I think at this point, I can only do it once a week, and today is a Friday, so in general, Fridays into the weekend, I'm kind of less busy. I'm busy every single day. I mean, I don't know how I am, but I am. But in general, since I cannot ship items on the weekends, that's the only reason why I feel like weekends is kind of a little bit more relaxing for me. But of course, I'm shopping all the time, so it doesn't matter, but it's okay. But in general, okay, so in general, every Friday, I think that's when I can do a quick episode for the podcast. But ideally, I was hoping I can do this every few days, but I think for now, I just have too much work that I need to deal with that is definitely more important for me to get this ball rolling with, just basically to get to like a nice schedule of how much work I need to do and finishing it in a good amount of time. And so anyway, so adding my podcast series of when I have to devote time into this, but it's okay. I think for now I'm good to do at least once a week. So I'm thinking at least every Friday for now, but if it's like a special day for me, but yeah, I'll just randomly do a podcast maybe. But I really ideally want to do this every few days because I have stories all the time. But one thing at a time. And so for today, I wanted to talk a bit of some new shopping things that's happening these days, because of course I know everything. So just always watch out on my Twitter. I would retweet about it when it's something that I think people are interested in. And like, if you need my help, of course, contact me about it. And so, first off, is that Monster X IM member had a comeback earlier this month, and a few weeks later, he did a pop-up store, and at first, the pop-up store items was only in person, can get it at the store in person, except I was thinking in the back of my mind, what if maybe they will sell the items online later, but we don't know, because they didn't announce it, so I'm just like, you know, let's wait until the end of this, and hopefully, even though I got as many items as I could offline in person, there were still many people that kept asking me if I could get them the items, but I'm like, I don't know yet because I'm so limited on how much I can get in person, but I had a feeling, let's hope maybe they'll do an online sale. And of course, they should. Okay, so I was hesitant, like, what if they really didn't want to sell it online? But I'm like, do you guys not want to make money? Just sell it online after the store is over, since usually they want everyone to go to the store first. Of course, they'd rather you get the items in person so that everyone goes to the store often. And then afterwards, oh yeah, guess what? We can sell it online too. So a part of me feels like I kind of wasted my time going to the store, but no, it's okay. I am also a Monster X fan, if you guys don't know. So regardless, I would have liked to have seen the store in person, and I did, but I went to the store 3 times because sometimes in terms of shopping for items in person that, you know, they limit me for only 2 per item, but I decided to reserve more than 1 visit to the store in case that each time I visit, it'll be the limit of 2 per item each time I go, so then it will give me more chance to get more items for more people. So I reserved it for 3 times, and even though I go multiple times, they said no, it's limited to only 2 per person because they know how many you bought per person because it's in your account of when you buy, of when you pick up the items, which you buy through their website. So anyways, so I was like, okay. So there was no need for me to go to the store 3 times, but I decided not to cancel those appointments to go to the store because there was still a little bit of a benefit that I could get of going to the store multiple times, but it's a very small one. So I just like, it's okay. Let me just go all 3 times. Let's go about it. And it was all good. And one of the days was actually on my birthday. It was not my intention to go to a store on my birthday, but it just happened, and I'm just like, you know, it's okay. It felt kind of nice to do something Monster X related on my birthday anyway, so I was like, okay, yeah, it's all right. And so anyways, after the store finished, then they said, hey, online sale is gonna happen right now, like right after the store was over, and I was just like, great, great. But anyways, but it was very nice that, you know, so another worry that we always will have is like, even though they do online sales, would they have low stock? So then like it would sell out in like 5 to 10 minutes, which it kind of did when we were reserving it for in person, but I don't want to talk about that. So anyway, since I was expecting, yes, I know the items that are super popular and most likely would sell out quite quickly. So once the online sales opened, I just got those popular items right away, just hoping that I get it in time. And I did. And so once I finished buying all the items that I needed online, I see later nothing is sold out. And I'm just like, this is interesting. And then a few hours pass by, still nothing is sold out. I'm like, But Sony Music, the company I am is who's doing this item thing, they say as a warning, there's limited quantity even for online sales, so it could sell out early. And so I'm just like, okay, well, I appreciate the warning. So maybe it is low stock, and so let's just buy everything as soon as we can, right when they open. But even a few days pass by, no items sold out. The most popular item is that cat plush keyring. That never sold out. So I'm just like, interesting. So I really don't know what the companies are doing, because Starship in particular, why they put low stock for IM and Shawnu's character merch. So I don't know. It's a big mystery to me as well. And it frustrates me all the time, because I mean, me as my K-shopper, I do get the items that's enough for like a small quantity, but I need a lot of quantity, of course, because many people want my help to buy, which is great. But with me needing to buy a lot, that sadly frustrates me when I see it sell out so quickly. And I'm like, no, but I need to buy more than what I already got. But it's okay. It really is okay. This is like very normal for me to deal with. So I just wanted to quickly rant about that. But on that note about the Shawnu and IM character merch that sold out very quickly because Starship put low stock on it, which I don't know why they would, but they did. But now they announced a new pop-up store. Seriously, my life now as my K-shopper, now that COVID is kind of a lot better now, pop-up stores are the biggest thing to hit Korea. Like, they've always had it even before COVID, but I feel like now that COVID is getting a lot better and, you know, just more people wanting to go out and do lots of stuff, now I feel like they're really, really, really making pop-up stores just everywhere, because it's just everyone wants a new thing to go to all the time, I guess. So it's really, really too much these days. And so even all the K-pop groups, they're having pop-up stores all the time. And so since most of Monsta X are in the military, I have not really shopped for a lot of Monsta X stuff. But in general, I've been going to so many pop-up stores for so many K-pop groups, which is great, you know, and given they say whatever the items are that are limited to only in person. So that's mainly what people ask me to get, is the only in-person stuff, which is great for me. I don't mind it. Of course, I love to be busy rather than not busy, but it's just really, really interesting. Just so many pop-up stores popping up. And so, even though most of Monsta X are in the military, they do a pop-up store. Of course, they would want to not take a break. So I mean, I'm both glad and annoyed at the same time about Monsta X doing a pop-up store, which is combining all of their character merch. But most likely, there won't be photo cards, since most of them have been in the military for a long time. I have a feeling like this merch is just only selling, you know, the character, but there shouldn't be anything of like their faces and photo cards that goes with the merch. I want to believe so. But anyways, this new pop-up store is opening on May 9th, and it's basically to celebrate their 9th anniversary. And again, I appreciate it. I appreciate it that, you know, they still are kind of active, and so Starship still taking advantage of it. Like, yeah, we can't sell any of their faces, you know, because we can't get new photos of them, but we can at least sell their character merch, and they know that the fans really like it, so they decided to do this. And I'm like, makes sense. So Starship, you're kind of smart about this. I commend them on that. But I honestly don't know if they're going to be selling the dolls. And so there's many people still asking me if I have any extra of like Shawnu dolls and IM dolls, but IM dolls are not arriving yet. But they still ask me, hey, by chance, do you have any extras? And sadly, I don't. So anyone who's curious, I do not have any extra Shawnu dolls or IM dolls, but I am able to buy Shawnu dolls from other fans within Korea. So for some reason, I see a lot of people reselling them. And so just let me know if you want my help to buy it secondhand. But for now, let's see if they will be selling the dolls at this pop-up store. But for now, I feel kind of, what's the word? Kind of Not expecting that they would have lots of dolls for sale there, because I saw Korean fans post about they can see the list of items already. I have no idea where they find this information. It's kind of crazy what the fans can find out. But anyways, but if it looks like the items they're selling is mainly like stationery or home associated items. But I did see some things that's like character doll related, but I have no idea what exactly that is. Like, is it the original thing that we've been seeing before, or is it going to be a completely new thing? I have no idea. And so for now, they have not announced what items they are selling there yet. Yeah. But also keep in mind, they most likely will sell these online later too. So I don't know if anyone really needs my help with it. But I think the only reason you would need my help to go in person to get it is that you get it right away. So usually if you buy it online, you have to wait a few months for it to arrive. And so that's one benefit of getting it in person. I get it right away. Second is that if they have a popular item that sells out all the time at the offline store, then they will not sell that item online later. So that's another thing, is like if there's an item that's like really popular, and if hopefully I can get it in person, then that would be better that I get in person instead of waiting for it. And sometimes when you go in person to the store, they will give an extra benefit with your purchase. So those are the only reasons I can think of where you would want to get it in person if you guys want my help with it. So that's all to say on that. But yeah, it's just kind of wild that I'm still so busy, even though it's just... Anyways, but that's another ranting thing for another time. And so yeah, I just wanted to update all these things about Monsta X related that's going to keep me busy for a while. So I just wanted to let you guys know all that's going on. And I'm trying to think, was there anything else shopping related that's not Monsta X related that I'm trying to think that I had to talk about? No, I guess nothing for now. But I always see new pop-up stores of so many K-pop groups all the time. And so FYI, even though most of the time I'm shopping for Monsta X customers, but I can help for any K-pop group out there. So don't worry about it. Contact me anytime. As long as I can get it in Korea, I'm all good with it. I don't need to know the group or anything. So I'm all good about that. Yeah, I think that's it for now. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I already talked enough already, so this is all for today's podcast. Just wanted to update about some shopping things, and hopefully I can talk about some more fun stuff next time. I hope so. Yes, wait for me. So yeah, so just keep up with me, like bear with me. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Bear with me as I'm still trying to adjust to podcasting and what things I should talk about. But I will hopefully get into a nice routine or rhythm with podcasting, and we'll take it from there. So thank you everyone for joining, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.